And I think you were right about what you said. I do think that the messenger sharing the message means a lot of things. Again, if Jed Wills would have came out there and in some media availability and said the exact same thing, I think people would be lined up on the phones right now, ready to pack his bags and get him out of here on any means of transportation possible. But since it's Amari Cooper, I mean, Amari Cooper has a lot of respect in this town with this fan base. And it has, and frankly, has a lot of respect in this town from the media. Now, I know that those assembled asking those questions in that situation, they're not supposed to be fans, quote unquote. I can feel any way I want. I got to be as emotional as I want. And I have a lot of respect for Amari Cooper. So Amari Cooper saying it does give pause. And for me personally, like, it's kind of a reset when I hear a guy like that say it. Like, am I asking, am I being open? Am I being too mean? Am I being too negative? Am I being too positive? Am I being as honest as I possibly can down the line? Like yesterday, I tried to be positive, or excuse me, I tried to be honest, and too many people either A, thought I just hated Deshaun Watson, which I don't, or B, for some odd reason, said I wasn't being mean-spirited enough. And it was Wednesday or Thursday, for crying out loud. Like, that's kind of where we're at right now as a fan base. And I got Grant Delpit saying it's a must-win. Like, there's a lot of pressure here, guys. There's a lot of pressure.
There is. There absolutely is. And I just come back to I know we're still talking about one play and it's Friday and people are like, why aren't you talking about the Raiders game? It's like, well, because we got to get our story straight from last week, right? And we have to have confidence that in the same situation this week, in a big moment, down a score, that you have a chance to stay in a ball game and you're not cross signals on something. And look, and people are like, well, why don't you put this on the coach? Oh, absolutely.
It's always going to be on the coach.
They need to do their damnedest to be able to coach it better. That if a guy is open and a play works, that player, and they have faith in that player, can recognize what is going on in the field. Clearly, there's a disconnect there. Clearly, there is something off, and it's year three. It's year three of this experiment with Deshaun Watson.
Yes, to some level, it is coaching. I mean, you have to get through. You can't do it for them. You can't go out there on the field and do it for them. They got to do it for you. You have to find a way to get it out of them or figure out a way that raises his limitations,
Kenny,
to get the best out of
them.
They
are not going to call plays that they don't trust the quarterback to be able to cover. There's only one time that's happened. That was DTR that first game. They were in over their heads. DTR was in over his head. I don't know how that game came to be. I still will never understand how they trotted him out there and the whole thing was confusing. And the game plan that they used.
I know they made fun of me for that rant about the flea flicker. Never explained themselves for the rant on the flea flicker. You understand? You know what I mean? It was like, yeah. Hey, Ken, here's why you're wrong and why you're stupid. Maybe they could and they just didn't, but never got the explanation. Go ahead.
Yeah, but that was the only time most normal football coaches, forget two-time coach of the years, most normal coaches are not going to put their quarterback and their offense in a position to run plays that they don't think that quarterback can execute.
By the way, I think that there's a lot of people that hate that he won coach of the year because I think that a lot of people think that there won't be any criticism of him because he's the two-time coach of the year. I just think there's so many different folds to this. I can't say what's clear on whether or not he's the problem, Deshaun Watson's the problem, they're both the problem. You got to find a way to reach him. You have to find a way to do it. And that's why it's like, well, you've already gone on this journey of this offense, and it bothers everybody to hear it. They're going to continue to go down this journey of this offense. They're not just going to give up on it and put him in a desperate situation. I mean, what he needs as much as anything now is needs some legitimacy and needs some people that he can count on. And they've been teaching him one way of this offense for this entire offseason, even though he wasn't physically going to do it. And now physically he has to do it. They got to continue to drive through that and hope that they're able to get out of the other side of the tunnel. 216-474-0092. Ken Dorsey didn't make it any better. Yesterday, he was asked about the 4th-and-1.
Oh my God, we're still doing this.
Wait a minute. Yeah, there's people listening now that weren't listening at 6 o'clock. You have to explain this. You can't just leave me out here by myself.
I guess we'll listen to good old Ken Dorsey and get his point.
No. Hold on.
Here's Ken Dorsey on the deal.
Just play the damn Dorsey.
obviously, I don't want to get into like specifics of reads and how we're doing things, but you know, it's just, it all falls back to just our execution from top to bottom, you know, going out and executing it at a better level, you know, in a situation like that, you know, and that's everybody, you know, not just Deshaun, that's all players involved, you know, right there. And I think when you look at a lot of plays, you know, you could freeze frame something and say, you know, hey, could have done this, could have done that. But in that position, in that viewpoint in which the quarterback has, you really have to trust your eyes and trust what you see and trust your progressions. And so that's something that, you know, we will look at and continue to evaluate that play, every play.
Did they talk to Amari after Ken Dorsey?
Oh, man.
Yes. Dorsey
okay.
talked.
Then that's where freeze
Dorsey
frame comes from.
Like 11.
The freeze frame.
11, 15, yeah.
There's
always a term.
Again, we have to be clear here. Freeze frame in the NFL is stupid. A lot of people do it on Sundays and Mondays. They put up freeze frames on Twitter, and they go, why couldn't the quarterbacks? It's stupid. Freeze frames are stupid.
It's like political ads when they take pictures of people talking. You're always going to look bad in some light.
Yes.
When you're talking of something, yes, you're going to make them to look bad, and you can do that with freeze frames.
So the fact that we're talking about freeze frames, okay, we can just talk about the plays, the actual plays. I thought it was interesting, though. He does say there, progressions. The way that Deshaun left it after he explained the play was that there were no progressions. It was look at one thing and one thing only and make your determination. I mean, he's saying there, progressions, got to go through the progressions. Like any normal NFL offense, yeah, you have progressions. I mean, I heard Matt Leinart. Was it Matt Leinart? Was that the one?
Bubba Booey.
I get the old USC quarterbacks mixed up.
It probably but was.
He's John been David Booty.
He's been everywhere. Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
He was talking about what is different about the Shanahan system and how there is a different progression for every step. So when you see a quarterback backpedaling in the Shanahan system, that which is now pervasive all over the NFL, and it's a Kubiak, Shanahan, you know, McVay now, and my God, Minnesota's running it. I mean, they're all running it now, basically 80% of the league. But that your footwork is in lockstep with the with the receiver you're supposed to throw the football to. And then they allow a quarterback based on his experience and what he's able to ascertain at the line of scrimmage to kind of deviate off that. But for the most part, it is, all right, three-step drop, I'm here, I'm looking here. Now another step, I'm looking here. And it all is in sequence. It all is heavily choreographed. So when you're hearing our guys now talk about progressions,
yeah,
I mean, yes, that makes sense. That's what the responsibilities you and your quarterback and your offense have together.
It makes sense. It certainly is, it all works on that level. I wish there would have been. So I think people are upset because there's no accountability to it. There's no accountability to it. It's like, hey, it might have been the wrong read. That's the way we go on. No, we're talking about decoys again. It still goes back to me talking about, I do think that there's fans. I think the fan base is in his head. I mean, I wanted to bring it up yesterday. I said, man, this is a road game. You get away. Maybe they'll be better on the road. There's not as much pressure than there was. It's basically a Browns convention.
Yes.
I got fans sending me pictures of people waiting for Peterlin because he's doing the show out there. Like, it's going to be a Browns fan convention out there. So I do think that if he comes out and he doesn't play well, you're going to hear boos in the stadium. You will hear it.
Oof.
So it basically, it seems like it's going to be a Browns takeover out there. People have decided to not go. Jacksonville was always a very easy trip. I did not see as much Brown in the stands as I used to. I mean, there were times they'd go down there and it was a Brown out, it seemed. You would go down there and you would see them in different areas. Oh, I mean, Washington, because Washington's lousy. They'd be on the road and they traveled well. Now it just seems that this is it. Everybody's decided it's the first time they go to Vegas. Everybody's been talking about Vegas the last 2 years. It feels every Browns fan in America is having a conference in Vegas right now to go over all this, go over everything that's gone on, what's to come for the season, and they're all going to be there, and they're going to be having a good time today. They're going to be up this entire time, and they're going to be getting the red eyes back on Monday, and they better be expecting a victory on Sunday, because if you're not out there playing well on Sunday, I think they're going to boo him. And I think he's going to be able to hear it, and I think it's going to be a problem. Those statements that were made earlier this week, I cannot highlight enough how much that alarms me. It alarms me about how much people might be in his head, because then it's a doubt of self-confidence. Then it's a doubt of what you actually have up here to carry your way through. Because everything is about battling adversity as a quarterback. And if you can't do it or you can't give yourself enough confidence to do it, we're going to be in a bad situation. It's already not a good situation. It's 1-2. But I got, again, I got guys talking as if this is a must-win, where Grant Delpit says it's a must-win. I don't want to see this thing unravel before it's even time for most people to put Halloween decorations up.
And yes, it will unravel if they lose this game. So when you hear Delpit say that, absolutely. Yeah,
they're winning.
Absolutely,
they're winning.
They have to
There's
win
too
this
much
game.
Pressure. They're winning.
And that's why I'm surprised.
They're winning. They're winning the game.
I genuinely am surprised. It tells you how people feel about the Browns right now, that they are underdogs in this game.
I won't guarantee it because I've made that mistake before, and I paid dearly for that mistake in the past. They're winning this game. I won't use the G word. They're winning
it.
216-47. No, I'm not going to do it. I want to do it. I'm not going to do it. I'm as close to guaranteeing it as someone's going to be. I'm not going to guarantee it.
Well, if you're right there, you might as well just do it.
No, I'm not going to do it. No, they're winning the game. They're going to win this game. They're going to come back. They're going to be 2-2.
They're winning this game.
They're going to be back. They're going to be 2-2.
Teach him how to say it.
I'm telling you right now.
Put the word guarantee. Just say it.
Just record all this.
I guarantee.
Just record all this. And you'll make it sound like I did, and I didn't guarantee, and I'm not going to guarantee. He's going to play relatively well. Watson's going to play relatively well. They're going to take care of him. They're going to win this football game. They're a better football team than the Raiders.
Repeat after me. Big play.
Big play. Gare?
Yes, Gare. Gare.
Oh, no, I'm not doing that.
The actress in the Batman movie, Hathaway. Say her first name.
Anne.
Okay. And what am I doing right now? What am I drinking?
Coffee.
No! Come on, Kenny. Put it together.
Pop.
Come on.
Motor oil.
No. It's not going to play along.
Kiss my ass. I ain't doing it.
It's not going to play along.
216-474.
It's time to spill the...
No.
Ooh.
No. Milk.
Why would we want to spill the milk? Come on.
You can't. Then there's no use crying.
You can. You just can't cry about it.
Coming up next, can we afford to give this guy the day off? And